starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 38 on our journey towards financial freedom. I have had some very interesting days in Bangkok as part of my company's yearly conference. It allowed me to hold plenty of mini conversations with colleagues and senior leaders of the organization, leading more often than not us talking about investing. And on top of business as usual, but I obviously spoke with a little bit more passion and conviction about that subject, as I believe for me it is an actual matter of survival in the long term. But what was quite interesting was to note the number of young and senior leaders who are still disconnected from this world, as I was not so long ago, and however were through our conversations equally passionate about knowing more. So I truly believe that it is a question of lack of practical information coupled with the fear of the unknown that is making them not yet investors. And I was asked questions like, okay, but once you have started investing, how would you tackle the next financial crisis? Or which stocks would you then advise me to buy? Or how much gains have you made so far? All these questions pinpoint to a clear obsession for the short term, which is a behavior typically associated with the consumer, not the investor. And I know exactly what I'm talking about, as I was the perfect consumer myself and for a very long time. The investor will only evolve on a playing field for the long term. Every single decision that he takes will have the long term in mind only. While I could easily answer those questions for them and satisfy the person listening to me, it is clearly a question of mindset and self-education about the subject of investing. However, we are all experts in knowing how everything functions within the consumer society, down to being able to evaluate prices of goods and services out of our heads. Or being able to even do that while traveling in foreign lands, or knowing exactly how a bank loan functions, we would actively even research online for the best products, for the newest trends, the best prices, and when to buy at the right time. We're masters in perfecting the art of consuming. We got real good at it while being convinced that this is why we wake up every morning, to continuously perfect our living standards by always buying more stuff. Grand vacations all over Europe, let's say, or multiple jackets, 7 pair of pants, 17 caps, 12 pairs of shoes, 3 phones. All of this while being completely unaware that such a trend will lead to your personal financial failure. After all, we have entrusted our money to a pension fund or a so-called financial advisor every single month. That and we know for a fact that it will be safe at retirement, which in return means that you can actually enjoy your life right away to the fullest. They will even tell you via a graph that how your money will actually compound over time in between their hands. They will tell you that the more you commit monthly, the less time it will take for you to become a millionaire at the age of retirement or even at 50. Of course you will. It is written on their brochure. You are safe, they tell you. Then why should you invest if people do it for you? Should I had listened to them 2 years ago, I would have certainly not made the level of return I have achieved so far by self-learning the art and science of investing. Investing is both an art and a science. I strongly believe, however, that it is more art than science, as the real return rests in your ability to deploy patience, discipline, perseverance, and your ability to control your emotions, stay focused, and being obsessed about the process of achieving your financial goals. Ultimately, make you a better man or woman over time. The science can be learned, but it is all about your mindset. I respect everyone's line of work. I have no personal beef against financial advisors, as it is still better than doing nothing with your money. I am just absolutely convinced that you can do much better by applying yourself a little bit more or developing a new skill that you never knew you had in you. This is a form of activism that is deeply devoted to your progress. During the conference, we were asked to share with our group of colleagues what was our greatest moment of pride. It is difficult to do so, I admit, but we all managed to share an extraordinary story. Mine happened 38 days ago now, when I decided to again completely step out of my comfort zone and start this podcast, being able to consistently publish 26 episodes with total plays now reaching triple digits. What was your own greatest moment of pride? It is a very valid question. Will it be today when you decide to become the artist of your own self-development and take your financial future in your own hands? Have a great Friday, everyone, and I look forward to the next episode.